The pinnacle of show don't tell storytelling. Animation that bleeds passion. Beautiful cinematography, well-crafted dialogue, consistency in character action, characters that actually act like real humans given their age, experience, motivations, and culture, subtle and emotional progression of both story and personality. Frieren has without a doubt quickly become one of, if not my absolute favorite anime of all time. It's the feeling that I have while watching it that's hard to describe. I can't state a simple emotion, but perhaps I can paint a scene. Imagine you're sitting on a beach. You watch the sun setting over the water as the love of your life sits next to you holding your hand. It's a beautiful moment, but part of what makes it so beautiful is the fact that you know it can't last forever. This is the feeling I have watching every episode of Frieren. That realization that I'm enjoying a show that is so rare to come by, and that because it will end, I want to savor every moment of it. There's a long list of reasons why I love this show, but to save a 10-hour video and my own sanity, I'm mostly just going to focus on one of the themes it explores, and the best place to start is with Himmel, the Gary Stu. A character archetype that typically makes viewers bored or annoyed due to just being the embodiment of perfection and having no true character flaws and in essence just being no true character. Himmel, the seemingly complete Gary Stu, the perfect genuine nice guy. A character that would typically be criticized for being too perfect, too heroic, too nice, too bland. But instead of fostering annoyance at his presence, we get, what would Himmel do? He becomes an endearing, compelling, phenomenal character that elevates every scene he's in. His perfection isn't a flaw. Rather, it serves as a source of inspiration and admiration for the viewer and those around him. But more importantly, Himmel works because the story of Frieren fundamentally is about building an understanding of humanity and of oneself. What it is to love, to care, to be brave, to be scared, to embody our values, and to live out your life according to what is important to you. And it's these fundamental themes of Frieren that Himmel both embodies with every action, as well as enables those around him to discover about themselves and grow upon. Frieren wants to discover and understand. More than just her lifetime hobby of finding obscure spells, she's now on a journey to discover and understand humanity, and by extension herself. And that's something that's much more difficult for her to comprehend than any grimoire. Frieren seeks to understand the emotions she holds, the connections between those she cares for and herself, what it is to relate to others, and how we care and express our care. Frieren fundamentally wants to understand not through reading or exposition, but through experiencing and feeling. She wants to understand what compels her to act and feel the way she does towards those in her life. A desire and curiosity to learn ignited by the death of the one she did not know she loved. Frieren took her first journey with the Hero's Party, and in some ways it was done without much insight from her. She went along without thinking too deeply about the happenings nor about her party members. However, after the dissolution of her party and after the passing of Himmel and Heiter, this ignited something in Frieren. And now she goes about this new adventure with what I would describe as a greater sense of curiosity. There's so many parallels now between her current journey and her one with the Heroes Party, where Frieren gets a chance to recreate and re-experience aspects of life that she once passed through in a sort of autopilot. But she also gets a chance to replicate the actions that her previous party members took. And in doing so, she can learn and understand them through actually walking in their shoes, by replicating the actions that they once performed. And I think this theme is one of the reasons Soso no Frieren is so appealing to people, and I know it's part of the appeal for me. So many of us have times and opportunities in our life that pass us by, and we don't realize until it's too late, and we never get a chance to relive and relearn and retake these opportunities. But Frieren does get this chance. We get to vicariously live this through her, as she gets to both re-experience her past journey, but with an actual desire for insight, and to experience through replication of action, the journeys and actions of her prior party members. And in doing so, we can watch her learn to understand and enact her humanity. Now, I also want to give an honorable mention to literally everything else about this show. Seeing the way that Stark, Aizen, and Himmel feel and engage with fear is inspiring. The composed, focused demeanor of people when they're fighting for their lives is so refreshing, compared to all of the screech for a battle power upgrade shonen that are airing. The hype moments of people underestimating and then getting dumped on by Feren and Frieren is giga satisfying. The soundtrack is amazing, with every single piece just fitting every single scene perfectly. The entire character of Sein, from his introduction to the breaking of expectations when he left the party to pursue his original reasons for going on an adventure, was well written, well executed. I love the allusions to the oldness of the world, and the themes of the passage of time illustrated with the change of clothes, the change of architectures through the timelines, and with characters such as Kraft, the forgotten hero. And the way that the interactions and relationships between characters is built up without direct focus and dialogue, such as background moments between Fern and Stark, it's wonderful, and it gives a great reason to keep paying attention even during the most chill moments of the show, which have somehow become some of my favorite. This show has it all. If you haven't watched it, go and watch it and report back and tell me what are the reasons you love Frieren. Thank you for watching. If you want me to give a review of another series, drop a suggestion and I'll check it out. In the meantime, you can join my Discord or catch me streaming on Twitch to discuss some anime and anything else. Links are in the description. Peace. 俺たちも踊るか? ケーキ食べる。